Hello and welcome to Arcade Couch, the best place to show your friends and get your games with us each and every Monday. My name's Dylan Blight. Join me on the couch this week, Ashley Hobbit.
Hey Dylan, excited to be here and excited to ask you, is PlayStation Kendrick Lamar or Drake?
Who do you think's who? Because I feel like I know what I'm going to say, obviously.
Well, I think PlayStation's Kendrick Lamar because it's winning, right?
Yeah.
And also Xbox, the fuck are them kids? You know, and they need to go to other places to get their cred, to get their rep, you know.
I've seen so many people tweet out variations of like, can you explain this beef to me? Like, I've seen people tweeting out stuff like trying to explain it. How would you explain, like, to the audience of video game podcast listeners, how would you explain this beef to someone who's like, I know who these two people are, but I don't understand what the drama's about.
I don't really know what their drama's about, because from what I understand, the reason that they blew up is because Drake and J. Cole did a song together, and they said they and Kendrick Lamar are the big three. Mm-hmm. And Kendrick Lamar took offense to that, because he considers himself above them. It's not big three, it's a big me. So then Drake came back with like a song, and then Kendrick Lamar's just been pumping out songs in the last week. Just bringing up some dark shit.
I mean, I saw someone, I think I saw, I can't remember her name, QT Cinderella, right? Mm-hmm. I think she tweeted like, to her audience of, you know, I'd explain this as something like, imagine if, you know, like, Katy Perry responded to Bad Blood, you know, with this, and then Taylor Swift just released two response tracks, beef tracks, don't they? But,
she released three albums about Katy Perry and how it made her feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is a video game podcast. But I still gotta say, biggest news of the week. Everyone's talking about
it. Yeah. Why don't we have diss video games? Takes too long to make.
Surely someone somewhere. Surely there's like not a full diss video game, but I'm sure there would be like disses at other games or something.
You would think like in the fighting game community there would be like, you know, more. The latest Street Fighter making fun of Tekken or something like that.
You'd think. And in fact, it's sort of disappointing now that
we think about it.
Now you think about
it. Well, Mortal Kombat, what are you doing over there? You know, Neversoft?
What is Neversoft doing? Good question. You know the other thing that's been happening the past 7 days since you haven't been on the show?
What, have they been talking about Stell Blade and all the clothes some more?
Yeah. So I was going to say, have you kept up with that?
No. I don't know. Yeah. They started the campaign. The Grum, Mark Cern, or whatever his stupid name is, the Grums dude.
Yeah, Grums, yeah.
So. Who one of the important points of the campaign is to make sure that, you know, people keep following him because, you know, he's leading this movement, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, it's instrumental that people can still talk about him, see his tweets.
This is another thing I feel like people are, people see this, right? They see the tweets and stuff, but people are like, I have no idea what the fuck the drama is about. Let's go off this Press Start article. So, Kieran writes, while most people who played or are playing Stellar Blade will happily confirm that the game manages to do a lot of good things besides being a vehicle for animal fuck doll eye candy, Eve has quickly become the poster girl for the some corners of the gaming community that tried to yassify Aloy and went berserk after learning that consulting companies exist for Stellar Blade, a game about big swords and even bigger tits, and one that proudly proclaimed itself as uncensored no countries, to launch to good reviews and strong sales would seemingly be the vindication the anti-woke gamer crowd was looking for until this happened. Once word got out that some of the costumes of version 1.0 of Stellar Blade were marginally more erotic, than the ones in the game's launch day patch, you can bet that things went downhill right fast. As it turns out, Shift Up wound up altering a few outfits to add just a touch more fabric here and there, and because the version of the game prints the physical discs played in its earliest iterations by the press and credits still contain the old version, the cries of censorship rang out. Blah, 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 blah. Aussie content creator, game hacker, and nudie detector Lance McDonald spent a
nudie detector is a
new term, yeah.
What a claim.
What a claim. Lance McDonald spent a good while trying to shore up the facts in this thread, concluding that the above example never even made it. So the example that was shared by Grums never made it into the version 1.0 of the game. It appears it was changed between the tutorial assets were generated and when discs were printed, before eventually reminding everyone that this shit happens all the time and it isn't worth having a tanty over when there's good games to be played. But what about the developer's response? Shift Up reportedly already addressed the controversy well before its fever pitch, suggesting that it wasn't strong-armed into censoring or changing anything about the outfits, and despite how last minute seemed to be, what's in the current 1.0.0.02 version of the game is what the studio intended. Of course, that's never going to be enough to quell the raging boner storm now surrounding on game sites like X and Reddit, and prominent grifters like Mark Grums Kern have even started to rally their followers against Shift Up and Sony within the aim campaigns to free Stellar Blade. This one's thing he tweeted, Grums tweeted, 8-step plan progressed on hashtag free Stellar Blade. Creator DM'd. Grums unbanned. Emails to Shift Up. PSM Plus cancellations. Hashtag Free Stellar Blade trended. Petition of 50K. It's crazy to think 50,000 people signed this fucking dumb shit. Some folks have reported being able to claim refunds from Sony for being misled when making their purchase. So if you're up for embarrassing yourself on the phone with some poor call center workers who have to go home, the world's most uncomfortable, how was your day chat? You can certainly give that a go. Yeah, it's wild to me. This continues. And here's the thing. I feel like this Grums person has, at least for me, fallen into a weird element of, I don't actually know if they're legit or not anymore. I can't tell. I'm like, are you... like, is this a bit, or is this like, this is real? Like, this is actually how you live your life. I'm very confused. What, like, what do you reckon?
I don't,
because it's insane. If that's like, if this is, can you imagine what? I don't get it. Can you imagine waking up?
I think it's obviously this was a game that community kind of rallied around fairly early. Kind of was like, oh, the gaming press isn't going to give this good scores, and it's not going to be well regarded and that kind of stuff, because it's not woke. It's not going to, you know, it hasn't gone to any of those diversity people in their offices or whatever. So when it did end up getting solid to, you know, good reviews, they kind of had to change tact in some sort of way. And the way they did is the 2 to 3 pixels worth of fabric covering her vagina bones now.
Mm-hmm. I love that term, by the way. Really, just such a funny thing to say.
It is such a funny thing to say, and you know, it is still definitely a game that is catering to people who want.
That's the funniest thing. It's still just totally.
I've seen. There's a video of a guy watching her go up and down a rope.
Mm-hmm.
That is unsettling to watch. How much he is into it.
How funny.
Have you played a bunch of it?
Nah, I haven't played fuck all.
because there's not enough fabric.
Yeah, there's too much fabric now, you know? I was going to play it, and then I was like, nah, you've ruined it now.
No. There's so much fabric now that it's actually in the case of the game. They put the extra fabric inside the case of the game.
I'm just highly annoyed by, you know, the decisions they've made, and I feel like they're taken away from my...
the realism of the world.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Correct. The realism of the world.
Nuts.
What fucking losers.
And I feel like, yeah, obviously this blew up last week, but you know,
yeah.
The news cycle at the moment is so slow that.
Maybe that's the problem. Like, the news cycle is so slow that there's like nothing to bury it, right?
Is yeah.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah. Also, it just feels like the idiots are like amplifying each other's voices the most. So,
yeah. Well, here we are talking about it.
Yeah, we're the problem.
That's true. I haven't done my article yet, so I'm going to read off Press Start's one of most the May video game releases. Stop me when you're excited about something.
All right.
Nah, that's already out. I'm going to start at the 5th. Has anything come out this month you care about? The answer is going to be no. All right, I'm skipping because Endless Ocean came out, and I assume that's your thing. V Rising. Never heard of it. Cool, yep.
No, that was it. That was in a showcase, I want to say.
It was, yes.
And it's had an online release and has got a dedicated community, but, you know. Other than that, I don't know much about it.
Little Kitty Big City. I'm down for this. More colorful. What was that other game called? The one we played? Stray.
Stray, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, but less.
There's cyberpunk. More cats.
Yeah. Animal Well. This is the first. I'll put this on my list.
Yeah.
This is the game that Video Game Donkey made, or didn't make, but he's like publishing or whatever. So it has to be good because I don't. I feel like if you spend your
life. I can't remember, were we for that or against that?
What?
Because I remember that being a thing. Like that was a. Controversy at the time.
I don't give a starting. Fuck. I think it's totally fine. He's just a YouTuber, right? So who gives a shit? Like I don't feel like there's any weird like conflicts or weird things going on there. I just think that it's like if you're someone who sort of made a living sort of shitting on video games or bad video games, if you're gonna put out one, you better fucking put out a good
Make
one,
sure it's
right?
good,
you
yeah. Know?
Yeah. So and I mean if it's shit. Then I hope he does a video on his own video game and calls it shit. Hey guys, I'm just here to play a video game. Donkey's released first Animal World. Fucking trash game. Blah blah blah. Do you watch his stuff at all?
No.
No. Have you ever?
I don't even know who you're talking about. So
you have no idea who Donkey is.
No.
I'm telling you right now, I need you to search Donkey into YouTube right now and just click on a video, listen to his voice for a couple seconds and tell me, if you say you've never seen it, I'd be shocked. Shocked. Like, I'm not saying that you need to be biggest fan, but like, I swear he's got such a unique voice and he's had enough viral videos that I'll be shocked. I need a live reaction. Just Donkey. Click on anything.
Video Game Donkey?
Yep, that's it. Video Game Donkey. Have you clicked yet? It's audio podcast. I gotta try and fill the dead air, you know. It's not going very well. Have you clicked on the video?
Yeah. Clicked on this Crazy Taxi one.
Yeah. And?
No.
Never. That's no. Wild to me. That's wild.
Listen, not all of us grew up on YouTube like you, Dylan, so.
Fucking hell. Okay. Anyway, that game's going on my list. That'll be the first one on my list. First,
and it's on PS Plus.
True. PS Plus.
Extra or premium, whatever the top two tiers.
Extra, I believe, yes.
Yeah.
Crow Country. This is a game that looks like a PS1 game. You're not playing this shit. Gift.
No.
What the fuck is this? I've never seen this in my life. When the protagonist wakes up, he finds himself on a luxury cruise ship. The game revolves around the story of his attempts to escape from a sinking ship and a group of passengers he feels nostalgic about.
Which one do you think is the protagonist, assuming that your thumbnail is the same as mine? Is it the little dude with the diving helmet or the big dude with the top hat?
No, little dude with diving helmet.
I wish it was the other way around.
Oh, you're actually the... you're actually the other person. Oh, no, it looks like you play as both, maybe.
Ooh.
Skipping ahead.
Win.
Intriguing. Pac-Man Mega Tunnel Battle Chomp Chomps. Is this just Pac-Man? But like, let me click on this trailer. It's just, it's like online Pac-Man. Eat your way through multiple interconnected mazes using power pellets and a variety of power items to chomp the ghosts and opponent Pac-Man players. Be the last Pac standing at the end of the match in this
finally
player battle royale.
That's what we want to hear. That's what everybody wants.
Have I never heard of this? That's why. Okay. Anyway, that comes out May 9th. Buddy will be over that surely. If it's free to play. Is it free to play? I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't look like it. It's got a pre-order thing, so.
He's out then.
Yeah, if this isn't free to play, that's a dumb move.
That's dumb. Just make it free to play. If I can people play it. 100x resist. Whatever the fuck that is, I'm skipping it. Brocula. Embark on an enchanting journey as Brocula, a vampire awakening after centuries. Earn money through part-time jobs, explore the town, salvage your castle, enhance your vampire skills. Unleash your dark reputation, amass fortunes, and shape your immortal legacy. It's a vampire farming sim. I guess we haven't had one of those before.
Nope.
Also, how funny is it that I'm like halfway through the month and that was May 13th. This is the kind of month in here.
How are you supposed to farm as the vampire, you know?
Well, he's out in the day in the trailer, so I don't know.
Oh, so he's a twilight vampire.
It's twilight. He's a sparkly vampire, it looks like maybe. Yeah. Good
point. Okay.
Homeworld 3. No, Homeworld's not for me. Homeworld, I don't believe, is for you either.
Maybe. You know? Maybe. I don't know how hardcore it is, you know.
You're putting it on your list? You got 3 spots, and so far you've picked 0.
Sure, let's put this on the list.
I need you at least have one game on your list.
Let's have one game on the list.
All right, thank you. Braid Anivert. No, that was delayed. Biomutant Switch release. Sure. The game came out like 2 years ago. That's coming to, sure. The Rogue Prince of Persia, early access launch, May 14th, PC. We're both putting this on the list, right?
Put on the list.
Put on the list, baby. We talked about this last week. No, week before. Anyway, like 2 weeks ago. It's a roguelike Prince of Persia with an interesting art style. Looks like a good video game to me. I mean,
it does.
Fuck. Actually, maybe there's too many games I actually want to play. I can't pick. I'd have to redo my list. I just realized this.
Okay, we'll go back over at the end of the episode.
Mullet Madjack, May 15th. Put this shit on my list.
This is the Nintendo 64 first person shooter? No,
I talked about this. I played the fuck out of the Steam demo. It's like a super fast paced anime as fuck.
Yeah,
cyberpunk inspired. You just like run through levels basically. You've got a timer. No, it's like a, you're in a live streamed. What was the story? You're like in a live streamed event. It's set in the future. And they're like, you only get more life if people like what you're doing. So you gotta try and like blast through these levels like super fast, like bam, 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 and keep moving sort of thing. It's the Devolver game that everyone loves that I forgot the name of and I have fucking vinyl of. Hotline Miami. It's like, you know, you're moving fast, kick down the door, fucking shoot people. And then you're like, you have a timer. You got like, you know, 20 seconds to beat the level. Boof, go through, you know. You get upgrades. It's pretty fun. I liked it. The demo ended and I was really annoyed that the demo ended. I was like, I'm fun. This game's fun. Ghost of Tsushima, Director's Cut PC, May 16th. Or no, 17th, the trailer. So, yeah, cool. Hopefully it plays well.
Hopefully you don't need to have a PSN account to play it.
Fucking hell. No, they walked that back, didn't they?
I don't know. I haven't been keeping track.
Yeah, okay.
We'll talk about it on this week's Platinum Explosion.
Yeah.
If it comes out.
Dead. That show's dead. Read Only Memories, Neurodiver. I'm keen for this. I really like.
Did you even know this game was coming out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Did I know it was coming out? Yes. Did I realize it was coming out this month? No.
No.
Right, there's my clarification. Did I know it was coming out this year? Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, sequel to the 2064 Read Only Memories, which I really enjoyed. It's like a, I don't know, like it's.
Why isn't it called 2064 Neurodiver?
I have no idea. Guess I'll have to play the game and find out. But yeah, it's like a hardcore cyberpunk game. Like, and by that I mean the genre.
Yeah.
It's all narrative driven, parts and puzzles and stuff like that. Really cool art style, great soundtrack. Well, the first one had anyway. So, explores the actual, I guess, what I would consider actual cyberpunk themes outside of cool, flashy neon lights. You know.
Hmm.
Put on the list. Lorelei and the Laser Eyes comes out May 16th to Switch. This is from the people that did that fucking motorcycle game. Fucking, what was that called again?
Those fucking people.
Those motherfuckers. Wild Hearts.
Yeah.
That's the one. Now they're like, here, let's make this weird ass horror game. Looks very similar to our last game, as you can tell. It looks very fucking weird. I like it. Put it on my list. May 21st. Finally. Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2. Put it on the fucking list. Now, this is the game of the month. As far as I'm aware, let me just scroll through to there. Yeah, this is the only what I'd consider big game releasing this month.
Technically. Only AAA game.
Yeah. Only just as well. It's like AA size studio making a AAA game. With the backing of Xbox, Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But put it on the list.
Put it on the list.
You putting that on your list?
No, I'm putting it on your list.
Put it on my list, right. Okay. System Shock console launch. The remake, remaster thing of System Shock, if you're excited to play that on console. It's already been on PC for a while, but yeah. Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door. Paper Mario remake, The Thousand Year Door. The game that was on the... What was the original one on? Nintendo?
No. DS?
DS. Yes, DS. I think that's what it was. I'm keen. Put it on my list.
Sure.
I like that last Mario RPG I played. The actual just Mario RPG, the remake one. And you know what? I keep playing these remakes, all these re-release shit they keep putting on the Switch, and I feel like they've nearly got through them all. I feel like they've taken me for a history of everything run out of I didn't play it. They're out of things. They're going to actually start making originals soon. They'll be like, oh, God.
It's like, oh, which one of these did sold well? And we'll do that.
Maybe that is literally how it's working. World of Goo 2. It's the sequel to the Nintendo Wii game, World of Goo.
I think it was like an all-platform game, but sure.
No, you're surely not.
No, I definitely played it on PC.
Dark Detective, The Secret Salami.
This is the game of the month.
Put on the list.
Put it on all the lists. Just put it in people's baskets and make them.
I gotta be honest. I think I was really disappointed. The other day I was sitting here. I was like, oh fuck, let me download and get that Dark Detective game. And I opened up my Switch and went to get it. For some reason in my head, I thought it shadow dropped. After that indie direct thing, and then I was so disappointed when I was scrolling through the store, couldn't find it, and then eventually I go Google, I'm like Duck Detective, and they're like, doesn't come out till the end of the month. I was like, oh, fuck. I think it was right before I was getting ready to fly to Melbourne for DreamHack. And I was like, man, Duck Detective, put that on for the airport, you know,
for plane trip,
but. Not out yet. Disappointing. So, anyway, yeah, just I'll read the description again in case you forget. We did talk about a couple weeks ago when Indie Direct happened, but you're a duck. You're solving crime. Solving crime is no walk in the pond. You're a down. They did it. You're a down.
Doesn't make sense because you don't walk in a pond. You still swim.
I mean,
even if you're a duck.
You're a down on his luck detective who also happens to be a duck. You use your powers of deduction to inspect evidence, fill in the blanks, and bust the case wide open in a narrative mystery adventure where nothing is quite as it seems. Hell yeah. Duck Detective, The Secret Salami, May 23rd, Switch and PC. Multiverses, May 28th. Hey, I thought this game came out, and that was in the thing, and it disappeared, and it died, and it was dead. No, they just took it away because they're like, we want to keep working on it, and that's apparently a thing you can do these days.
Yep. Yeah, this is another one of my picks. I want to see how, you know, how it comes back. Is it going to be significant changes? Obviously, they changed the engine, did a whole bunch of stuff. So the key thing is, will all people's data carry over? Will their purchases carry over? If it doesn't, they'll be hell to pay. And hopefully it all runs smoothly for their sake.
It's definitely going to have launch problems.
Probably.
I see it. It's foretold. F1 24, May 31st. Vroom. So you had three. I had way too many. I don't know.
That's fine. We'll go back and pick Hellblade, your three.
Duck Detective.
And what else? Your one more pick.
Hellblade, Duck Detective. Hellblade, Mullet Madjack. It's so hard to pick between that and Prince of Persia, but I'm gonna go that solely because I played a Prince of Persia this year. How about that? You know?
Okay.
There's my three. Duck Detective, Hellblade Senua's Saga, Mullet Madjack. Video games, but still a weird list, right? Still an odd month. Odd month coming into June where they're like, oh my god, fucking Summer Game Fest. We don't call it non-E3 anymore. E3's dead. So dead that we don't even refer to it in a non-existive terminology anymore. Here's something I was going to ask you about. Did you see this thing about Batman Arkham?
Yes. Finally, we're getting another Batman Arkham game.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like people have overreacted to this, you know? It's fine that they're making another game in the series, you know? Obviously, what was the V? It's just Batman Arkham VR, right?
Yeah, different
device. That was like one of the better VR experiences you could have on PSVR 1. So for them to, or a team to tackle being Batman in VR again, I think, you know, is promising, is being done by Camouflage, I want to say, the team who did Iron Man VR.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really they're good. Familiar with superhero-related VR experiences.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen. They Iron Man game was probably one of the better VR games I played in the last few years. Let's say I play a shit ton, but that was really good. The only thing of this, I have questions. Like, it's just a trailer where Batman comes in and fucking scares Ratcatcher or some shit, right?
You know? There are a lot of rats.
There are a lot of rats.
What was this? Plague Tale?
Yeah. Is this like set after Night, Arkham Knight, or like what are we saying?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out when they drop more information during Summer Games Fest.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I'm pretty keen for that. It's.
I think people have been theorizing this takes place after Arkham Origins, which is interesting.
I mean, it could. Like, they've got.
Like, early days, yeah.
They got room there, I guess. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Rocksteady working in the game, so they can just kind of set it wherever they want.
They do whatever.
As long as it's not after.
The second you call it Batman Arkham, you're like, okay, well, you're playing in that, like.
Universe.
You're purposely playing in that universe, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's story beats you have to fulfill in, like, canon and that kind of stuff, but. Obviously, there's, you know, a fair bit of wiggle room.
Mm.
You know, as long as you don't change the ending of the franchise or whatever.
Mm.
As long as you keep the aesthetic, is the most important elements.
Did you see they announced that Alien game as well? It's been a week for VR stuff.
No.
Well, I mean, obviously you wouldn't care about this one, but.
No, is it just a facehugger? No.
You're trying to tell a joke.
An alien popping out of your chest.
you tried and failed, is what I would say.
There. Well, I mean, also a facehugger, like, on your head. like that. Yeah. You can see from the first person point of view what it's actually doing.
The teaser trailer shows you
lamb those eggs in your mouth.
What the fuck did you just say? No, the teaser trailer is like literally like a graphic poster. It's got nothing. But it's been done by Survivos, who are they do a shit ton of VR stuff and like the Creed game and whatever else. So they're working in
So you're gonna fight all these aliens, like hand-to-hand combat.
Maybe. Go off.
Is it going to be Alien? More Alien or Aliens?
It's called Alien Rogue Incursion, so. I mean, it's the first Alien VR game that's ever been done, so. I got hopes.
I mean, you would hope it'd be more horror-leaning, given that Romulus is coming out later this year.
Yeah, well, and I'm like, I don't know if they're trying to tee it up to come out with that, but
I mean, they'd be smart too.
They would indeed be smart too. All right, I think I'm out of things. Did I have something?
What about the big rumor this week?
What's the big rumor?
That they're making a Kingdom Hearts movie.
Nah, it's a dumb idea.
You don't want to see people running around with Keyblades.
I feel like
interacting with Disney properties.
This falls into the category of you can't bring that game. You can't bring that to live action.
That's what I'm saying. You can't bring that game into live action. That's why you need to do a completely weird spin-off that's very much unrelated, but involves Keyblades and Disney properties, and probably Mickey shows up for a second. You know,
sure.
Like all the non-mainline games in the franchise. You think?
Maybe. But no, I saw this and I chose to. It was a headline I saw on Twitter and I went, no, that's dumb.
Apparently it's going to be a mixture of live action and CGI.
I'm telling you right now, I'm willing to put my foot down right now and say, if this happens, it will be shit. I do not see a world in which you could turn that video game with characters that look like Sora and teaming up with Goofy and fucking Donald Duck with those giant ass stupid Keyblade weapons with their ridiculous storyline with a bunch of hooded figures mumbling about nonsense half the time and turn that into something that people want to watch. Because Disney will be like, yeah, this, like, obviously they want to target families and kids and steal shit, you know, a bunch of Disney properties, and they're like, the trailer will have fucking Rapunzel and shit in it, but then kids will go to watch it and be so confused. They're like, what the fuck are organization? No,
again, you do it a spin-off, but instead of going into like animated worlds, they go into like all the live action worlds. You just bring back all the actors. It's like Avengers Endgame.
But I mean, they had like Johnny Depp, like Jack Sparrow and whatever else in the games and stuff, so.
Yeah, he's very animated though.
Yeah. No, I'm saying no. No to that.
But I don't think you have much of a choice. I think it's going to.
I'm just saying, I'm just. If anyone asks for my opinion, it's no. just want to put it out there. Just so everyone's aware. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Take-Two closed a bunch of studios this week. That was the other story.
And it's sad that my brain went, man, that sucks, but.
After buying Gearbox.
Yep. Ridiculous. And yet my brain went, normal day in a
sounds better, industry, right?
Apparently. Yeah. Oh, dear. All right. I'll do it for this week's episode of Arca Couch. Don't forget to let us know anything you feel about things we talked about on the show, including your most anticipated May game. Sure, why not? ExplosionNetwork.com/Twitter, ExplosionNetwork.com/Discord, ExplosionNetwork.com, the website for all the great and other things that are existing on the interwebs. And until next week, we will see you then as we continue through May of May Gaming Dry.
It's Backlog May.
Backlog, there you go, sure. Backlog May, baby. All right, goodbye.